Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod Sleep Stories. My name is Chris, and tonight I will be your guide as we explore the epic romance of Tristan and Isolde, a tale of forbidden love that has held significance since the 12th century. But before we begin, let us get the mind to relax and find comfort in the space that we are in. Allow yourself to close your eyes and get into a position that feels right for your body. Feel your body sink into the mattress. Once your body is in a safe, comfortable place, your mind will soon follow. Our goal here isn't to stop the thoughts in your mind. You are a curious and creative person, always working to problem solve and explore. Instead of stopping your thoughts, we are going to work together to take the time to embrace them and guide them in a positive direction. With your eyes closed and body relaxed, picture a castle. The castle you picture will be different than anyone else's castle. It is a castle of your creation, a castle that can serve whatever purpose you desire. As you breathe in, picture that castle coming to fruition. Do you see the stones going in, piece by piece? Perhaps you see the castle rising proudly from the ground in a cloud of dust. Does your castle have towers? Or a moat, perhaps? Is it a castle tucked far back in some dense woods? Or is it on top of a rocky mountain, looking down over miles of farmlands and meadows? With every inhale you take, add more to your castle. This can be wildflowers outside the castle gates, moss and ivy creeping up the stone walls, or stained glass windows that paint the floor inside a kaleidoscope of colors. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold that breath for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold that breath for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now that we've taken the time to relax and find comfort in the space that we are in, let us begin our story. The rain lashed down on Tristan's camp, as though the goddess of the sky herself had been controlling the thunderstorm. Tristan sat underneath a ledge at the base of the mountain, warming his hands over the crackling fire. The walls around him were peppered with moss and crawling plants that seemed to be even greener against the rain. He leaned against them, grateful to have something soft to comfort him on the final day of his long journey. He had been sent by his uncle, King Mark of Cornwall, to journey to a deep kingdom in Ireland and bring him back Isolde, a maiden whose fairness had been talked of all throughout the land. It was a fortnight journey to the kingdom where Isolde resided. She had lived her entire life in a coastal kingdom, nestled on rocky cliffs above the dark blue sea. It was a kingdom that had long been regarded as the most beautiful in the world, which seemed fitting for a woman as breathtaking as Isolde was said to be. Tristan never had time for love or relationships. A warrior by trade, he sacrificed most of his time to protect his uncle's kingdom, the kingdom that he called home. While other soldiers disappeared after finding romance and quit their profession to have farms in the countryside, Tristan's dedication was saved specifically for his kingdom and his kingdom alone. That's why he found it so surprising he had been sent on this journey in the first place. What kind of maiden was worth having the kingdom's best warrior absent for a month? That night, Tristan fell asleep, listening to the crackle, crackle, crackle of the fire. He listened as the rain made its way down, 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 down the walls of the cliff, and pooled in puddles that peppered the lush, evergreen grass of the forest. Tristan was alone, much like he always was, and though he told himself he didn't mind, he felt as though something was missing that night. He craved somebody to hold, somebody to keep him company in that cave. And soon, he would get just that. For the next day, the rain persisted. Tristan urged his horse on toward the town. He knew he was nearing the coastal kingdom, as the aroma of pines and cedar trees was replaced with the briny, magical scent of the ocean stretching onto the grey horizon. He followed a winding path along the cliffs by the edge of the ocean. With every breath of the salty sea air, he felt more and more invigorated, more ready for the task ahead. Isolde had lived her whole life in a simple cabin flanked by willow trees. During winter, she would warm the hearth and sit by the windows, watching the tides move in, then recede. Move in, then recede. Move in, then recede. Move in, then recede. During summer, she would skip along through the meadows and rolling hills, lowering her hands to tickle the wildflowers and long, healthy blades of grass. She loved to lie in the lupines with a book or sit in the daisies, writing poetry until the sun painted the sky pinks and oranges and blues. Now, in the spring, she spent most of her time over the hearth, cooking up stews and soups to help shrug off the last bit of winter that everyone seemed to hold in their bones. The day that Tristan approached the house, Isolde had not yet arrived. She was in a faraway field, collecting rosemary and thyme for a rich potato soup. As she gathered the herbs, she could practically taste the stew. She could practically feel the warmth of the bowl in her hands and the steam washing over her face. The fields were coated in a thick layer of fog, which filled the air with the sweet aroma of the plants, even more brilliantly than usual. As she made her way toward her house, she could just barely make out the outline of a figure standing outside the door. Tristan gazed out into the fog, watching Isolde emerge. The moment she came into view, slinking out of the fog like a magical being, he felt the breath leave his lungs. She was the most breathtaking woman he had ever seen. Her long ginger hair dangled well below her waist, tied in intricate braids that swayed as she walked. Her face was sharp with large, expressive green eyes. The freckles dotting her face reminded him of constellations on a warm summer night. She dropped the basket slightly as she neared him, her expression changing from one of confusion to one of acceptance.
"You're here to take me to the king?"
she asked. "I am," Tristan responded. Isolde sauntered past him, the basket dangling limply from her fingertips. She opened the door and set it on the counter with a sigh.
"If I'm to journey to another kingdom with you, I believe it would be best to at least know your name,"
Isolde replied. She leaned on the table casually, a glint in her eye. "Tristan of Cornwall, I am the king's nephew." As he replied, his voice shook in the slightest. He wanted to curse himself. He had never felt unsure of his actions before. Why was he now? Isolde nodded. She gathered a small bag of her belongings and stepped out the door, leading the way to her own destiny. Tristan hopped on his horse and extended his hand to offer her a ride. But Isolde shook her head.
"Might I ride my own horse? I'm quite capable."
Tristan nodded and watched as Isolde gathered her horse from her small barn. Truthfully, the horse looked much better cared for than his own, and his was a royal horse. It was a stark white horse, which contrasted the dreary day and the grey horizon. Isolde got on the horse and galloped to Tristan's side. Tristan nodded, urging his horse forward, and their journey finally begun. Isolde stole glances at Tristan as they rode in silence. There was no denying the loneliness in his gaze. Though he was strong and capable, with rugged muscles and a calm demeanor, there was much beneath that. To Isolde, there seemed to be a lost child inside, a child wandering aimlessly, looking for a home, looking for comfort. Any time Tristan caught her staring, she would simply avert her gaze back to the misty path with a smile. She didn't want to wed the king. Her entire life, however, she knew that was her destiny. Her beauty had been talked about far and wide, and her parents had made a deal many, many years ago. She had lived her life up until the fateful day that Tristan arrived, waiting, hoping that the king may not come for her. She didn't want to be trapped in the castle. She wanted a life exploring the world, riding horses and foraging in the woods. She wouldn't even mind fighting if it was ever necessary. She had trained with a bow and arrow long ago to protect herself. The thought of having an entire detail dedicated to her protection was both surprising and unwanted. She wondered if Tristan would be part of her detail. Was he to be a permanent fixture in her life now? The lost man? The two rode in silence until they came to the very cave that Tristan had slept in the night before. Tristan dismounted his horse first, then extended a hand to Isolde to help her down. When her hand touched his, a feeling of warmth and belonging washed over both of them. The strange sensation was so strong, so overwhelming, that they both paused as if they were frozen in time. For the first time, they truly gazed into each other's eyes.
Isolde's eyes were speckled green, with dark green rings circling her pupils. They reminded Tristan of the meadows in his kingdom, far away from the reaches of civilization. But Tristan's eyes, they were a brilliant amber. In the setting sun, Isolde could see flecks of gold and red and rust that seemed to flicker and sway. They brought her back to the home that she had left only that morning, reminding her of the flames that crackled in the hearth, warming her home and giving her everything she needed. Finally, the two were thrown back into the present moment. Isolde still sat on her horse, her hand extended and firmly set in Tristan's grasp. Tristan blinked at her and took a deep breath. "I can help you down, my lady." It was practically a whisper. He reached up, wrapping his hand around her waist while helping her down. When she landed, she hovered in his arms for just an instant before pressing on. Moments later, the two sat under the overhang, trying to start a fire. Tristan struggled to ignite the damp wood. Every time he glanced up to see Isolde shivering, he grew more desperate to keep her warm. Isolde smiled at him. She took the flint from his hands and rearranged the firewood to her liking. With a single strike, the fire caught on the tinder and ignited, casting a brilliant glow in the small cave.
"Thank you, my lady," Tristan replied.
Isolde smiled at him, replying softly, "I've been on my own for quite some time."
"I have as well."
The words left Tristan's lips before he even had time to think about them. Why was he speaking to a woman he hardly knew in this manner? Why was he speaking to a woman who was to be wed to his uncle in this manner, with such vulnerability and honesty? He shook the thought from his mind. The two ate a small dinner, mostly in silence. When it came time to sleep, Isolde curled up with a blanket and straw she had bought from home.
"I have one question I'd like answered, Tristan, if you could be so kind."
She was half asleep as she mumbled the words.
"What question is that, my lady?"
"Is he kind, the king?"
"He is very kind," Tristan replied.
It was an honest answer, but it didn't make him feel better. This woman, who appeared so calm and accepting of her fate, clearly held reservations. Though he couldn't see it, there was fear inside her. Fear that was desperate to spill over. In the middle of the night, Tristan awakened. To his shock, Isolde was no longer by his side. He launched to his feet, believing she had run off. But he turned to see her sitting on a rock at the edge of the cliff. He approached her gently. Her gaze was turned up to the stars. Her feet dangled freely, swinging side to side like a young child's.
"You should get some sleep," Tristan said.
Isolde smiled at him, nodding dreamily.
"I shall. I just wanted to get another look at my kingdom sky."
The words rolled off her tongue like poetry. Tristan turned his gaze to the sky as well. Somehow, it seemed more vibrant than he had ever seen.
"Then I shall join you," Tristan replied, sitting down beside her.
For a few hours, the two sat and lay there, looking at the stars overhead. Every so often, they would exchange stories about the stars and the heroes behind them. The last thing Tristan saw before he closed his eyes was the reflection of constellations in Isolde's hopeful eyes. Soon, morning came. But it was not a bright, cheery morning like they had both hoped. The sky was incredibly dark, with black and grey clouds that seemed like they were within arm's reach. As the two began to ride, a downpour started. Tristan called back to Isolde, promising her that the storm would soon pass. But as thunder crackled overhead and lightning shot through the sky, it became more and more obvious that that wasn't going to be the case. The two searched for shelter in a nearby cedar forest. The centuries-old trees provided cover from much of the rain, but they cracked and swayed with the heavy winds that seemed to grow stronger and stronger. As they wandered deeper into the woods, a sweet aroma filled the air. A little in the distance, they could just make out a trail of smoke rising from a chimney. They urged their horses toward it and soon found themselves at a little cabin. Warm light bled out of the single-pane windows, urging them to come inside. When they knocked on the door, a pale woman with an inviting smile greeted them.
"Oh, come in from the cold, my dears. Let us get you dry."
Inside, the home was lined with hanging herbs. In the center, a cauldron bubbled over an open fire, filling the room with a sweet aroma. The two knelt by the fire as the woman brought them blankets. They told the woman about their journey and their business in the woods. There was a glint in her eye as she listened to their tale.
"People always seem to wander into my woods when they are on journeys like yours. Journeys to find themselves, journeys to be honest with themselves," the woman said. She scooped out two bowls of soup from the cauldron and extended them to Tristan and Isolde. They both took deep glugs of the soup. As they did, it was like a flip was switched deep inside them. The energy in the room and within themselves shifted. They both leaned back on the floor, overwhelmed by the feeling. Tristan looked to Isolde to see if she was okay. And as he did, his entire life changed. Isolde looked like an angel at that moment. He wanted nothing more than to kiss her, to hold her, to protect her. He couldn't believe a woman like her existed. Feelings of warmth and longing raced through his body. It took everything he had to resist leaning over and kissing her at that exact moment. But when he looked in Isolde's eyes, he knew she felt the same. Isolde wanted to collapse in Tristan's arms. She wanted to feel his gentle touch, to hear his laugh, to learn everything about him and his life. It was a feeling so strong, so overwhelming, that it was nearly impossible to ignore. They were in love. Nothing in the world could convince them otherwise, but the feeling was so sudden.
"What was in that stew?"
Tristan asked, not even bothering to take his eyes off Isolde.
"It was a potion, my dear children, that makes you fall for your one true love," the woman said with a smile.
Isolde and Tristan couldn't believe what she was saying. There were so many thoughts in their minds, so many things they would have to face. But for now, they just wanted each other. In the haze of love, they weren't even mad at the witch. The two wandered out the front door and into the rain, trying to catch their breaths and ground themselves.
"It will never wear off, my children, so you best embrace it,"
the witch chimed. With one swift motion, she closed the cabin door behind her, and as she did, the cabin vanished into thin air without a trace. Isolde and Tristan wandered to a nearby willow tree to seek shelter. They nestled under the willow tendrils, listening to the rain trace down over the leaves. For the first time, they really held each other. Isolde rested her head on Tristan's shoulder and listened to the pitter-patter, 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 pitter-patter of his heart. She traced shapes on the back of his hand as she sat there in utter peace, just breathing in the moment with him.
"My uncle expects you as his bride, Isolde," Tristan finally managed. As he said it, he drew her closer to him, then added, "What are we to do?"
Isolde smiled up at her new love.
"We run, my darling."
Tristan knew she was right. They would forgo the lives they had known and start anew somewhere where they would never be caught. Somewhere where they could live in harmony with each other until their very last days. They would have to escape quickly, because within just a few days, the king would send other guards in search of them. They journeyed for several days, hoping to reach a harbor where they could sail to a distant island. If they could make it to another kingdom, they could live away from the rule of the king. They rode in sync with each other, telling stories and admiring the passing scenery. At night, they would settle down at camp for the night, wrapped up in each other's arms. Tristan would hold Isolde tight from sundown to sunrise, as if he was afraid of her disappearing. While he slept, he would often draw her closer and closer to his chest. Isolde often found herself in a dreamlike state. She would watch him slumber, swiping dark curls out of his face on occasion. She loved knowing he was at peace with his eyes closed. She loved knowing that, truly, he was safe. When they reached the harbor at last, they found something they weren't expecting. The king and his guards waited there. At the mere sight of Isolde and Tristan, the guards launched into action. They grabbed Isolde and Tristan and brought them before the king. The king had heard of their plans. It was hard for someone as beautiful as Isolde to go anywhere unnoticed. He asked what their thinking was. How could his own nephew betray him in such a manner?
"Because I love her, dear uncle. I never meant to take anything from you, but she was not yours to take. She is not just a woman of beautiful appearance, but of a beautiful heart, a strong mind, and morals that would please the gods themselves. She is my soulmate. I dream only of her and my future with her."
Tristan confessed, bowing at his uncle's feet. His uncle looked up to Isolde, who sat nearby with tears in her eyes.
"And you? Do you reciprocate those feelings?"
"He is like a piece of me. He is a man of bravery and kindness,
A man who has been longing for a companion his whole life. I am that companion. I am meant for him, and he is meant for me. Their words hung in the air for quite some time. Finally, the king nodded. He stepped aside, allowing Isolde and Tristan onto the docks. Tristan paused to shake his uncle's hand. He smiled, telling his nephew,
"I can only hope to find love that pure someday."
Isolde and Tristan set sail mere minutes later. They watched as their former homeland disappeared behind them. In the distance, they could just make out the Misty Island, where they would make their future together. The Misty Island, where they would spend the rest of their lives. The Misty Island, where they would live in absolute bliss. I hope you've enjoyed this story, and it has brought you a night of restful sleep. Please, join me again tomorrow for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.